you want to plan a Disney vacation but don't know where to start, let the experts at FTM Travel customize a Disney vacation tailored to your family. FTM Travel has earned the distinction of being named a Disney earmarked agency with a dedicated team that is ready to help you with all of your Disney destination dreams. From Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and Aulani in Hawaii, let our agents turn your vacation dreams into your dream vacation. Visit our website at www.ftmtravel, so that's F like ferry, T like trip, M like mother, or email us at info@ftmtravel.com. Be sure to mention that you heard about them on the Rebecca Enchanted podcast. Welcome to episode 15 of Rebecca Enchanted. I'm Rebecca Mitchell, your fairy podmother. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the moderate resorts and some highlights. As I mentioned in the previous episode, I did my first episode about the categories of resorts and just kind of pulled out a few things. But in this episode, I'll go into them in a little bit more depth and each resort in the category. As always, if you'd like to connect with me on social media, you can find me at Rebecca Enchanted on Facebook and Instagram. Away we go. I want to again highlight the advantages of staying at a Disney resort. My favorite advantage of staying at a Disney resort is being able to book fast passes at the 60-day mark, whereas if you are not staying at a Disney resort, you have to do it at the 30-day mark. And a lot of the really, you know, hard to get fast passes are gone at that 30-day mark. There is no guarantee you'll get them at the 60-day mark. However, you have a much better chance of getting them. And then the transportation. So you are entitled to use Disney's Magical Express to and from Orlando's MCO Airport, which I think is a huge advantage. And on the way there, if you tag your luggage with the yellow tags that they send you, you can have them handle your luggage and it will magically arrive at your room. There are certain restrictions on that based on the hours that you fly. But I think that that's a really nice benefit. And then being able to make your dining reservations at the 180-day mark. So again, some of the harder ones to get are gone. As you know, if you're staying off site, you can make it at the 180-day mark. However, it's per day, so you would have to get up each morning at 5 in the morning central and make those reservations. Whereas if you're staying at a Disney resort, you can make it for the entire length of stay. So that's a big advantage. There's extra magic hours. You get a complimentary magic band, transportation from your resort to all of the parks, and many more things, just how amazing the resorts themselves are with activities, including movies under the stars, sometimes campfire, like s'more things, and a lot of activities just at your resort in general, kind of keeping you in the mood of vacation. So your resort can be a destination in itself. Okay, so let's get into the moderate resorts. They have a lot of the same features of deluxe resorts. So there are restaurants, there's a quick service and a table service restaurant at each one, except for Port Orleans French Quarter that just has quick service. However, you do have access to the table service restaurant at Port Orleans Riverside, which is just kind of a short walk away. The pools are all really fantastic at the moderate resorts. They will have a slide, so that's a nice feature for kids that are excited to go swimming on vacation. I know my son loves to do that. The rooms will typically have two queen beds, and then some of them have an additional Murphy bed, kind of a pull-down bed, so they will sleep five in some of them, and I'll point that out as I discuss each resort. Transportation to the parks is by bus. There is one exception at Fort Wilderness. There is a boat to the Magic Kingdom, but I'll point that out as I'm talking about that resort. So the big distinction from deluxe, however, is that the guest doors, the door to your room, they're all external. So they, just have like an external hallway, essentially. There's kind of a path along the way. And they do not have any balconies, private balconies at any of these resorts. The main building will have a guest, excuse me, a gift shop. It'll have check-in, and then the food service will be there as well. And they do have mini fridges, and they do have the option to get a king bed if instead of two queens, if you want. One of the other things is that most of the moderate resorts offer preferred rooms that will have you closer to that main building, which is where the bus stop is. And then also, as I mentioned, check-in, the food service. The exception there is French Quarter because it just has one bus stop. So, and one main building, it doesn't have a lot of buildings. So there's an exception there. And then, as I get into it a little bit further, there's also cabins in this category at the Fort Wilderness Resort. And so those do not offer preferred room or, preferred locations either. Okay, I will get into each of the resorts now. The first resorts I'm going to discuss are the Port Orleans resorts, and French Quarter is the first one, and that is my absolute favorite moderate resort. It's themed in the New Orleans style. It is a smaller resort, so there are no preferred rooms there. They have a river view and a pool view and a garden view and a standard view, but anything's not going to be super far from the main building, which also houses the bus stop there. So that is probably the reason I like it the most, is just that it's smaller. The pool is so cool, and it has this serpent slide that's really fun. And then the food court there has beignets, which I love. And now they have an alcohol-fused beignet, which I have not had just yet. And the rooms have all been recently refurbished, so they've been very nicely updated. And this, I just can't recommend this resort enough. Really like it. Really like the size of it. It's just a lot more manageable, and you don't have to have the preferred room. So that is French Quarter. And then we've got Port Orleans Riverside. So this resort has two separate areas for rooms. One is Alligator Bayou, and that is where you can have a party of five. It's got that pull-down bed. And then the other area are the mansions, and it's just kind of a different theming for the rooms. And in the mansions, they have the royal guest rooms. So these are rooms with, as they say, regal touches. And so if you have a princess lover in your party, then this is the room for you. It's a nice added surprise, if you will, that's got light up headboards. The handles in the bathroom are really neat. They're the genie bottle from Aladdin. So really, really cool features in this room, in this set of rooms. So if you've got a princess fan in your party, I would definitely consider staying at Riverside in one of the royal guest rooms. And then this resort has its own pool. That is Old Man Island, and it's got a slide and some fun different features. And then it also has, not in the pool, but in a separate area, a catch and release fishing hole. So that's a fun added benefit if you've got someone that is interested in that in your party. This resort has a dining hall, a Boatwright's dining hall, which is a table service restaurant. Very good, Southern inspired. So that's very good. And then also, both French Quarter and Riverside, you can do carriage rides. And so that's especially neat kind of in the winter time, at Christmas time. That's really fun. And this is, if I can't stay at French Quarter for some reason, I'll stay at Riverside. I really like it. It is a larger resort, so I do recommend a preferred room. The royal guest rooms are a little bit closer. So if you are interested in the royal guest room and being closer to the main building, then that would be, another benefit of having a royal guest room. And then the next resort is Caribbean Beach. So Caribbean Beach is another resort where you can have five people in the room. It has that pull-down bed. So if you've got a party of five, this is a really good resort for that party. And they have just finished a refurbishment of the entry point to this resort, Old Port Royal. And that's where you're going to get the, you know, check-in, and then also the Centertown Market and Calypso Trading Post, which is the store there. And then the new restaurant there, Sebastian's Bistro, which I have not had a chance to try yet, but everything I've read about it sounds excellent. And in fact, next time I go, this is where I'm going to stay so I can experience that. And then there's Banana Cabana, which is an outdoor bar and lounge there. This has, I think, one of the most fun pools for kids, especially. Really neat slides there, water canyons, that kind of thing, like really cool theming there. So that one is fun if you know that your family is going to spend a lot of time at the pool. This is a fun resort for that. And then they also have pirate-themed rooms at this resort. And just a fair warning on the pirate rooms, however, they have two double beds instead of two queen beds. So that's something to keep in mind. But if you have a really, you know, a pirate fan in your party, this would be a good room for that. And then also this resort has quite a few buildings. It's a larger resort. So this is another one where if you want to be closer to the main building, I do recommend that preferred room to get you closer there. The next resort is Coronado Springs. So this resort has a little bit different vibe to it because it is considered a convention resort. You'd still have a great time there with your family, but it does get a lot of convention traffic. So keep that in mind if you're considering this. You can also book a business class room here, and that gives you access to a lounge and kind of has a business center that you can use when you're there as well. And then this resort also has some suite options. So if you're in the moderate, you want to look in the moderate category, but you're thinking of a suite, this would be the resort for you because you've got some suite options anywhere from like a junior suite to just give you some extra room to an executive suite with dining, you know, all that dining room, that kind of thing. So they also have additional just regular rooms, if you will, standard rooms, and those are currently being refurbished. They should mostly be done by the time I release this, but they have been updated. They're beautiful, really, really, really nice. This resort is large as well, so I do want to forewarn you that it's very large. So it's another one where I recommend that preferred room in order to get you closer to the main building if that's what you're looking for. In all of these where I say it's a large resort, and let's say you don't want to get a preferred room, you do have the option to request to be close to transportation at the very least, so you can be put close to a bus stop, but that's not guaranteed by any means, but it's a good request to make if that's what you want to do. The pool here, the dig site is so cool. It is so cool. It's a really neat pool. Kids will really enjoy that. I keep saying kids will enjoy the pools. Everybody enjoys the pools, but you know, if you're looking for something that has a little something extra for the kids, that's a great one. And then they also have some smaller like leisure pools that aren't the big massive pool, but that's really fun. And the restaurants here are really good, very good restaurants here. This resort, I will warn you, so I'm recording this in October of 2018, and the resort is under a lot of construction right now. They're currently building some new rooms, a new building to house new rooms, and a new restaurant that'll be over the water. Really cool. Really looking forward to seeing that. But just to forewarn you that there is construction going on at this resort kind of until further notice. We don't know when that's going to be done. But again, I mentioned the restaurants here. Very good. You know, kind of a Southwest feel to them. Southwest flavors. Highly recommend all the restaurants there. Very good. Okay, and the last resort in the moderate category are the cabins at Fort Wilderness. So Fort Wilderness is a resort where you can book a campsite. You can also book, you know, to like set up a tent, or they have RV hookups, that kind of thing. But also as part of Fort Wilderness are the cabins. So the cabins are actually a little cabin, so it's standalone, and they have a separate bedroom that has one queen bed,
two bunk beds, or you know, one bunk bed with two beds. And then also it's got a, you know, pull out sofa, double sleeper size sofa in the living room. Two TVs. There's a TV in the bedroom and in the living room. And then there's a really nice eat-in area and full kitchen here. So if you are looking to go to Disney World, but you think you're going to want to kind of do most of your meals, you know, at your resort, and you want to cook, that's how you want to do your vacation, this is a great resort for you. Or if you need a little bit of extra room, it's nice to have that separate sleeper sofa in the living room or the bunk beds. So this is nice if you have a larger party and want to fit everybody in one area without getting two rooms. This is a nice option for that. In addition, they have a little deck off of the cabin, and it's a nice place to have a nice lunch, eat. This resort itself is really incredible. You kind of feel like you are, I mean, literally at a campground, basically. So they have so many activities, horseback riding, archery. This is like you're going to a campground, but you're at Disney World. You get the full experience of being at a campground. They have that many activities like that. Really neat pool there as well. This resort also has some cool dining options. So Hoop-Dee-Doo Revue is something that is very, 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 very fun. That's a great restaurant to do while you're there. And then Trails End Restaurant is very nice. So, you know, just think rustic, but the cabins themselves are very well appointed. Not, you know, they have rustic touches, certainly, but you're not slumming it in the woods or anything like that. They're very, very nice. So that's a deeper dive into the moderate resorts. And these, I can't say enough good things about these resorts. They're fantastic, especially if you're looking to not spend as much on your accommodations, but you still really want that Disney feel and to be staying at a Disney property. This is a really good way to kind of be the best of both worlds. You get all of the benefits of staying at a Disney property, but they're in that moderate category, so there's just a little bit less. The grounds are all beautiful at every one of these resorts. They're all really nice resorts. So I hope you've enjoyed hearing about these resorts, and next week I'll go into the value resorts and talk about those. And then, of course, if you have any questions, as I mentioned before, feel free to reach out via social media. On Facebook or Instagram at Rebecca Enchanted. See you real soon.